work tomorrow, man. So you guys play in a band, huh? Cool. You guys make a lot of money? Hey, man.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. So, if you're a normal listener to WMFO at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., you will know that I am not Mike Newman. I'm subbing in for the fabulous Mike Newman today. I'm taking over his show. I've commandeered it, if you will, because it's snowy. And you know what? Mike felt like having a nice cozy morning. Dang, I felt like having a nice cozy morning. That's why I came to the studio. But Mike's at home. I'm here. I actually know nothing about Mike's show, so I have no idea what type of music he normally plays, nor his audience. So if you are Mike's normal audience, well, first off, welcome to the show. My name is Gabriel Molnar. I'm a freshman here at Tufts, and I'm going to be playing some music I like. I hope that you like it too. You know, don't feel obligated to stay the whole hour, or 2 hours actually. I'm here till 11. But you know, if you like what I play, hang around. So first off, we're going to be playing a song by Alice Coltrane, the daughter of the famous, the one and only John Coltrane. This is a nice, long jazz track called, ooh, I'm going to get this one wrong, Tariya and Ramakrishna. Tariya and Ramakrishna by Alice Coltrane. Yeah, this song was recommended to me by a good friend, Griffin Congdon. So shouts out to Griffin Congdon for putting me on. Here we go. Thank you. Alice Coltrane, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed. So, just, you know, to connect with the listener, as I like to do, as we like to do, as a group of radio hosts or DJs, as you will, here at WMFO, is connect with the audience. So, in order to do that, you know, on my normal show, which I had last semester, called Bird Brain, which was at 6 a.m. on Mondays, which was, you know, an interesting way to start the week, but very fun. I would often try to picture what my listener would look like, right? You know, I feel like that helps it to not be talking into a mic, but to be talking to someone, imaginary or not. So here's my image of what you guys look like. So, you know, maybe you're curled up somewhere, hopefully a sofa. Hopefully you got a nice little sound system that you can listen on so this sounds better. God forbid you're in your car, especially if you're around the Boston area, because, you know, it's just howling out there. You know, so I'm from California, and when you think about snow in California, it's kind of nice and pretty, and it flocks the trees, and it sits on the streets, at least in the east side of the state. And, you know, I came to college, and I was like, snow. It was all romantic. It's like some like setting to a movie where you hold hands with some lover and walk through the streets and look each other in the eyes, and you're just so happy to be with them because you're cold, but you're with them, so you're warm on the... I digress. Anyways, so that's the image of snow I came with, right? I walk out of my dorm this morning, and I turn right around because I'm in normal, I guess, California kid winter gear. It's like a hoodie, a coat, some pants, you know, my Vans, because I'm from California, so I wear Vans. And, so I went right back inside. And, you know, my wardrobe today was pretty interesting. Like, I think I'm pushing the boundaries of fashion with how I prepared for the snowstorm, because I'm wearing, like, hiking boots that I haven't touched since the summer, and I just left them super muddy over the summer, and then I walked in them in the snow, and now they're clean, which is great. And then it was, like, that, and, like, a massive coat, and, like, some Carhartt pants. I thought I looked fantastic. I don't know, maybe I looked like a dweeb from California, but that's besides the point. And then, so, that's me, right? I'm walking in the studio, I'm cold, it's snowy. I get to the studio, I put on my slippers, put on my fuzzy socks. We'll call them studio shoes. Normally they're house shoes, right? But I guess today they're studio shoes. I'm just laying back, I'm sitting back. I'm ready to enjoy some music. I hope that you are too, whether, you know, you're on a couch, you're with your dog, you're with your cat. I don't know, maybe you're with your fish or something. But yeah. I don't even know where I'm going with this. Anyways, this next song is called Cold Little Heart. It's the radio edit, because this is radio, by Michael Kiwanuka. It's, what can I say about this song? It's really groovy. Michael Kiwanuka is a fantastic artist. He's from the UK. He's classically trained in piano. And then he was just like, to hell with it. I want to make soul music. So this falls under retro soul and R&B, which is kind of emulating the sounds of the golden era of soul, which of course is the 60s and the 70s, but making that now. So here we go, Cold Little Heart, Michael Kiwanuka, radio edit. Hope you enjoy.
Me apart.
Cold Little Heart, Michael Kiwanuka. I liked it. I hope you did too. Maybe you didn't. That's okay. Maybe I'll get you with the next one though. So, if you can't tell, I like to banter a little bit. So I'm going to banter. I feel like it's fun. I'm having fun. I hope you guys are having fun too. So this next song is called Situationship by Snow Allegra. If you're like me, and from the college preparatory school, you might know a fine fellow named Hamed. This song was recommended to me by Hamed. And you might be wondering if you're not from the college preparatory school, or you have no idea who I am or Hamed is, why I'm saying this. And, you know, I think as a radio host and DJ, or just, you know, as a morally right person, I feel like it's wrong to not give credit where credit is due when it comes to song taste. You know what I mean? Because it's always kind of bumming when you share a song with somebody and they really like the song and you're like, yeah, like, you know, I got them. Like, cool. They like the song. I like the song. This is dope. And then they take the song and then they're like, this is my, like, I found it. And then you're like standing next to them and they're like, oh, like, check out this cool song I found to, like, you know, maybe your other friend. And then you're like, but hey, man, that's like my song. And then it's just like this weird thing where like they're trying to play off all like cool and stuff because they like found this cool song. But it was really like, you're cool because you found the cool song. And like, you know, I don't want to be that guy. Like, don't be that guy. Yeah. So in an effort to not be that guy, if I found songs from people I know, I'll shout them out. And, you know, maybe if you know me and you're listening, you might be featured, actually. Yeah, because there's some songs on here from friends far and near. I hope friends are listening. And if you're not my friend and you're listening, you know, I want to be your friend because you're still here, you're still listening to me, and that makes you pretty cool. So this next song, Situationship, Snow Allegra, here goes.
You down.
Situationship, Snow Allegra. If you're anything like my parents, you have no idea what a situationship is. And, you know, this was brought to my attention when I played this song one night for my dad, actually, specifically. And he goes, "Well, son, what's a situationship?" And, you know, it's kind of what it sounds like. It's a relationship, but it's kind of a relationship that's based off a situation, if that makes any sense. It's you know, kind of a term that's been used among college campuses recently. So if you're a college listener out there, you might recognize what a situationship is. Doesn't really need too much explaining if you already know what it is, but that's not the point. Situationship, kind of a momentary kind of deal, relationship, you don't really know. It's a situation in like the bad term, but it's also a situation in like the normal situation term. So, you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the song too. Snow Allegra is a fantastic artist. She's Persian Swedish, which is an odd mix, but it's quite good if you have ears and just listen to that song. Next up, we got a song called Visions by a band called Loving. Loving is a Canadian indie group. They're pretty ambiguous. Most of their like band information that they put out just says Loving Helps. You know, there's no real kind of information behind them. But they're quite good, and you know, they're not wrong. Loving Helps. Here's Visions.
I've got a vision so clear in my head. It's a strange kind of prison. It is and it isn't. It's the life that I'm bound to live without ever knowing why. It's the beauty of the morning. The soft line of your thigh. It's the day that I found your note as I walked along the shore. I read the lines you wrote, left hidden in my coat. It's the truth. True, and it's a lie. She loved to be alone, alone, to feel the shape of herself at home. That could not be known. Like a stranger on the street, whose eyes you fear to meet. like on a windy day. I'll meet him cast away. It's the truth. It's the truth. And it's a lie.
Visions, loving, visions of loving, loving visions. I'm not entirely sure. Canadian indie, everybody. That song is off the album If I Am Only My Thoughts, released just 2 years ago. I almost said just last year because it says 2020, but it's 2022. What a trip. Would highly recommend that song, or sorry, that album. Obviously, I just recommended that song. I just played it. Yeah, it's a great album. Puts me to sleep. Well, it doesn't put me to sleep. It puts me to sleep in a good way. It's the album that I fall asleep to. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean that to sound, negative. I don't mean to be casting doubt upon the electric nature of Canadian indie. But that's on the slow, sappy, melancholy side. That's what we like. Especially when you're feeling a little cozy. You know? Maybe you have some tea. If you don't have some tea, this is your sign to go get some tea. Go get cozy. At least if you're on the East Coast. If you're not on the East Coast, then, do whatever you want. Maybe it's like pina colada weather out there in California, but I'm not sure. I'm not there. Kind of wish I was. Anyways, this next song, that last song, actually, just to stay true to my statement made two songs ago, that I do not steal music. I was recommended by a good friend, Adia Gupta, who's actually listening right now. So shout out, Adia. If you are listening right now and you want to hear a song that you want to hear, what did I just say? If you're listening and you want to hear a song that I'm not playing, shoot me a text if you know me. Alternatively, call the station. The number is 855-915-WMFO. I built some time into the end of these two radio hours to play some music that you all call in with, or text in with, or, fax in with, or, email in with. Maybe Telegram if you're really old-fashioned. But regardless, if there's music you guys want to hear, let me know. I'll be happy to play it for you. This next song, we're going to dip into the world of 90s hip-hop. This is called Where I'm From by Digable Planets. I hope you dig it.
We can be. jabbing rap is life. Where I'm from, where I'm from. A mod play with Izzy, where I'm from, where I'm from. It be like run your coat black. Jupiter keeps a fat beat by the pack. Where I'm from, nappy hair is life. We be reading Marx, where I'm from. The kids be rocking clocks, where I'm from. You turn around your cap, you talk over a beat, and dig some sounds booming out of Jeep. Where I'm from, cocoons hide the youth. Swing units 100 proof. You want some beef, they will cut you some. Where I'm from, the beats is infinite. Where I'm from, voodoo, Ashu, Benin, gangsta lean. Where I'm from, I'm interplanetary. My insect movements vary. It's kinky if it's hair. G, where I'm from, the fire hoses blow. It's purple when it's snow. I do a hit and go. Split. It's hip, what's hip, when hip is just the norm. Cause planets pledge allegiance to the funk in all its forms. The kinks, the dance, the prints on all the shirts. My grandmother told my mother it's Africa at work. On vibes, we freak, them universal beats. You find it at the spot, you hear the ends of every week. We twist, exist, to spin the maddest hits. Up here, funk is our neighbor, so we paid her a visit. The lip we sit can house the nine zips. For rock, we can't do nothing, but this we come equipped. Off disc, off tape, rap blast until from eight. The really truly fat, the fly, on the flip. Coco gotta know how planets gotta roll. Speak the mega cool, get funky as a goal. It's calm, relax, we're only some new jacks that acts on the funk, but don't play the role. Where you from? Never. Wicked dick plans got team. Where I'm from, where I'm from. It's Clarence 13. Where I'm from, where I'm from. Brothers took the beats and got fly.
Why?
That's most ass by 85. Where I'm from, faking the funk, you get dead. Projects, tenements, pyramids. Where I'm from, we're living off that boom boom crack. It's that hip hop rockers jazz when I max. Peace be the greeting of the insect tribe. Pestilent forces can't catch the vibe. We live to love and we love to rock mics. We speak in ghetto tongue, cause ghetto's the life. Food for thought, so get a buffet plate. The lyrics are so fat, you might gain weight. So just watch me step alone into the sunset. Left foot, right foot, 1-2 mic check. Brewing funk inside my soul kitchen. So pull up a chair, here's a bit, have a listen. A hard hit intervene.
Damn, I know you fluent.
Yeah, cause Doodle ain't having it, and Butterfly knew it. Where you from?
Engineer in a pair, right?
Yeah.
Hip hop made a point last year, right?
Yeah.
But planets is the joint this year, right?
Yeah.
Planets cop the duds and live to grass hop. Duck out from the fuzz that swept the hip hop. Rising like we foam, get it from the dome. I'm from where the fat beats stretch for mad blocks. We can get a kick without no breath. Feeling funky beats go straight to the head. Fall into a club, dig on what we love. It be past six before we reach bed. But a fix of relics, we say those are fat. Doodle making silk, the quad, where it's at. We knew the step was set for rap to take a step. So we treat our clips just like bussing caps. Whip it till dawn, kick it till dawn. Hip hop is a fix or else we be gone. People thought they canned it, rap is not by bandits. Diggable planets got it going on.
Everywhere, everywhere.
Where I'm from, Diggable Planets. Just had to put on some shades because those horns were so bright. So bright. I also think I look good in the studio with shades on. I'm kind of a narcissist like that, but, you know, what can you do? Okay, anyways, next song. Road of the Lonely Ones by Madlib. Madlib is one of the best hip-hop producers ever. Like, period. Like, this man produced a Grammy nominated album on his iPad just because he could, because he was like, you know what, all this fancy equipment that makes sound sound good and music sound good, I don't need it, I'm better than that. So he was just like, you know, iPad. He's like many of you out there, you know. I know a lot of you guys are iPad kids, and we kind of, I'll give you hate because I'm not an iPad kid, but we love you regardless. And Madlib is an iPad kid, so you know, at least you have one of the greatest producers in hip-hop on your side. What we're going to do now, because it is 9:37 and 37 seconds, is we're going to read a PSA. One, because I'm legally obligated to do it, and two, because it's my favorite part of the hour. If you've never heard me read a PSA before, you know, feel free to laugh. I won't feel bad. I don't think I've made it through any PSA without, like, at least jumbling some words, and if not just that, like, completely messing up the meaning of it. I'm not very good at this, so yeah. But I hope at least you enjoy my pain a little bit. But here we go. Storm season emergency preparedness PSA. It's storm season. With power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, be prepared. Prepare ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, and ready-to-go food already stored in your home or dorm room. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your own home. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So that actually, you know, that wasn't too bad. I did mess up, though. I just kind of played it off. I don't know if you guys could tell. It was like sentence two. There'll be another one next hour. So if you're looking for a laugh, tune in at about 10:40 and I'll be reading another PSA. Here's Road of the Lonely Ones by Madlib. This is off his album Sound Ancestors from 2020, I believe. It's pretty cool. As the name of the album would imply, he takes a lot of influence from historically black music in the United States. So here we go. Road of the Lonely Ones, Madlib, quite good. Although, you know, I hope you're not on the Road of the Lonely Ones. That'd be sad. I don't want you to be sad. I don't want me to be sad either. Yeah. I feel like that was way less profound. Or way more profound. Maybe it was exactly as profound as it sounded. I don't even know if I was trying to be profound. Anyways, this next song is called Go Back by Tony Allen. It is from a album called Novatunes, which is put together by this record label called Nova... Ah, oh, dang it. Nova something or other. I'm pretty sure they're French. They have a lot of very, very, very talented international artists signed. They have this band called Polo and Pan signed, which they make some of the most groovy, infectious music I've ever heard in my life. Unfortunately, I have none planned for this radio hour. No Polo and Pan. But if you would like to hear it, shoot me a text. Call me. Hit my line, as they say. I think. I don't know. No one's ever said it's me. Dang, that's kind of lonely. I guess I am on the Road of the Lonely Ones. Maybe I should go back. Get off the Road of the Lonely Ones. It's funny because the next song is called Go Back. Here we go.
When you can see the same reflection
back.
That was Go Back, Tony Allen, Damon Albarn. Tony Allen is a great Afrobeat drummer. Unfortunately, he died last year, so rest in peace to Tony Allen. But he has a fantastic discography. He worked with a lot of hip-hop artists, like good hip-hop artists, like not like bad. You know what I mean. Like there's quality. That's besides the point. But he worked with a lot of good hip-hop artists, Isaiah Rashad, Z Lopers, Jeremiah, people like that. And on that track, the vocals were by Damon Albarn, who, if you guys know what NFTs are, he created kind of the original NFT, which was this band called Gorillaz. I guess it wasn't really an NFT. I don't even know what an NFT is. My uncle explained it to me. He, like, went to Harvard Business School, so I guess he's pretty smart. But he tried to explain NFTs to me, and I just didn't get it, you know. It's, like, non-fungible token, and, like, it's just really bad clip art, and, like, people pay hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for them. I guess, you know, it's kind of the same as, like, buying a banana taped to a wall. I guess that happened a couple years ago. So it's not completely unbelievable. It's just kind of weird. Anyways, Damon Albarn, he was the genius behind the band Gorillaz. They're a UK band. They're completely virtual. There's kind of this cast of characters that would be animated. And if you look up any of Gorillaz' videos on YouTube, you know exactly what I mean. And they used to actually do, like, tours where there would be these massive screens with just, like, these gorilla people dancing around. It was really cool. And the music is really good. So, in the spirit of the Gorillaz, this next song is called On Melancholy Hill by Gorillaz. Yeah, it's quite good. It's off this album called Plastic Beach. It's kind of about the end of the world. The album cover looks like a mushroom cloud. It's a really cool album to listen to all the way through. I would recommend it if you have about an hour. It's kind of post-apocalyptic, but I like it. I'm into that stuff. So here we go. Up on Melancholy Hill, or just On Melancholy Hill by Gorillaz. Hope you enjoy. Thank you. And there you have it, On Melancholy Hill. I hope you could hear the similarity between the last two songs, because it's kind of cool to hear Damon Albarn's voice in two very different contexts, one being kind of this Afro jazz groovy groove, and this other one being kind of, I don't even know how to describe that one. It's kind of like, you know what? It's genre breaking. We'll call it that. Just, it sounds better than me saying I don't know what genre it is. It defies music. No, it defies genre. It defies categorization. It defies all expectations you put on it. So, you know, let's look back a little bit. Like, we started with some jazz, then we moved slowly into some chiller 90s hip hop, and then back again. Well, that wasn't jazz, so not back again, but now into this kind of new semi-uncharted musical territory we are moving towards now. We're moving towards, I don't even know what I'd call this. You'll see. It's like indie, but it's like kind of soft boy indie, because it's like snowy outside, and that's just kind of how we feel when it's snowy outside. You want to be warm and cozy and cuddle up with your dog, Rosie. That was a rhyme. And I know there's some listeners out there with a dog named Rosie, if they're still listening. But yeah, this next song, it's called Sunflower by Vampire Weekend, feat. Steve Lacy. If you're in your house and you feel like dancing, if you feel like a sunflower, please get up and, you know, do not disobey the order to groove a little bit, to have a little bit of fun. If you're in your car, I wouldn't recommend dancing, but, you know, maybe you can shimmy a little bit, wiggle your butt if that feels right. But yeah, it's a groove. Hope you enjoy. Sunflower, Vampire Weekend. Shaboom. Sunflower, Vampire Weekend, Steve Lacy, a bop. I was just dancing around the studio, having a great time. I'm really glad the mic was off, because I was trying to do some of like the scat stuff that they do in the song, and it would have sounded really horrible if the mic was on, so I'm glad that didn't happen. We've made it to 1 hour, people. Streaming live, well, not streaming, broadcasting. Coming to you live from 91.5, excuse me.